I ask you to turn to the book of John, John chapter 4, and we're going to read this morning beginning with the 21st verse. John chapter 4, beginning with the 21st verse.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen, amen. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Familiar passage of Scripture, right? This is the woman at the well that Jesus met. And they had a dialogue leading up to our text this morning. Jesus says to her in that 21st verse, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. She was a Samaritan woman. He says to her, We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And then he says to her in verse number 23, But the hour cometh, and everybody say, Now is. The hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And I want to key in on the last portion of that 23rd verse. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'll ask you to bow your heads for just a moment this morning, and let us pray as we begin to worship in the Word this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the opportunity that You have afforded us and given to us, Lord, to be in the house of God. Thank You for this wonderful touch of the Holy Spirit that we have sensed as we have worshiped in our worship service. And now, Lord, I just simply ask that You would add a blessing to the reading of Your Word this morning. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that You would help me. Of my own self, I can do nothing. And I pray that You will use me as an instrument in Your hand today. I pray, Heavenly Father, that You will divinely inspire my thoughts, that You will put Your Word in my mouth, that You will cause me to speak as a mouthpiece for the Spirit of God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that You would glorify Yourself in everything that is said and everything that is done, and that You would edify the body of Christ. Let me minister this morning on every level where each one may receive from You. Give us liberty to speak Your Word. You said where there is liberty, amen, there is freedom. And I pray for that freedom, Lord, this morning. Give us liberty in the house of God to preach Your Word. Amen. Bless me now to be a blessing, and we will forever give You the praise, and we will forever give You the thanks. We ask it this morning in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus, and everyone in agreement said amen.
Amen.
I want to title our message this morning, Elevate Your Worship. Elevate Your Worship. As I begin here this morning, I want to draw your attention to our banner back here behind me. The first word in the name of our church is elevation, and it refers to our mission statement. Our mission statement declares that it is our desire to elevate the name of Jesus through worship and community outreach. That it is our desire to elevate the body of Christ, amen, through biblical teaching and preaching. To elevate the believer through discipleship and fellowship, and elevate the message of the gospel in everything that we set out to do. Amen. We are all here this morning. We are all about loving and lifting up Jesus Christ. We are all about Elevation Worship Center. We are all about, amen, loving and lifting up people. Can you say amen? We are all about living, amen, and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not just being, amen, a proclaimer of the word, but we need to be doers of the word as well. Live the gospel and lift up the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is our mission. Amen. Amen. And the second word in the name of our church is worship. And let me just share with you this morning that I believe that we need to be all about worship. Amen. Why, Pastor Gary? Because I'm going to tell you something. God is all about worship. Amen. God is all about worship. Look at our text there again in verse number 23. Jesus said, "The hour cometh and now is." Amen. It's not just coming, but it's now here. "When the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks those that will worship him in spirit and in truth." The last line of that verse just literally stands out in my heart this morning. How many of you know God could have whatever he wanted? I mean, God is the creator of the universe. He can have whatsoever he desires. And yet he searches. He is seeking. Amen. The scripture said the Father seeketh. He is looking. He is searching for someone who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And you know what? Let me tell you this morning, amen, I said I believe that we need to be all about worship because God is all about worship himself. Amen. It's our desire to worship the Lord. It is our desire to lift up and elevate the name of Jesus Christ. Now, amen, look right to the left or right to the right side of the banner, and our tagline says what? Elevate your worship. Elevate your worship. Amen. Elevate your worship. That's our catchphrase. Elevate. What do we mean by elevate your worship? And you may say, Pastor Gary, well, obviously we mean, amen, to take our worship to another level. But from the obvious, let's just go a little deeper this morning. How can we take our worship to another level? How we know that God desires, we know that God is searching, we know that God is seeking for someone who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So how can we on an individual level and how can we on a corporate level take our worship to another level? How can we elevate our worship? This morning, I want to share with you some principles that I believe will help us to elevate our worship. And I believe that if we apply them, not only will they, amen, elevate our worship on an individual level, but it will elevate our worship on a corporate level. The first thing that I want to speak about this morning, amen, we can elevate our worship if we elevate preparing ourselves for worship. Amen. We can elevate our worship if we elevate preparing ourselves for worship. The first thing that I want to mention this morning is we need to be prepared when it comes to worship the Lord, when it comes to worshiping the Lord. To the vast majority of people, the term worship means that we are going to church, or now it's time to stand and sing, or now I'm going to raise my hands. And all of those things can be a part of our expression of worship. But if it's going to be, amen, worship that is in spirit and in truth, then it needs to come, the outward expression needs to come from an inward change that's happened in our heart. If it's the outward expression is going to have to come, if it's spirit and in truth, then the outward expression is going to happen as a result of something that is down on the inside. Oftentimes when we arrive at church, our mind is on everything but worship. I could ask for testimonies and I could get a few hands. I said, oftentimes when we arrive at church, our mind is on everything but worship. Often we arrive with the residue of the work week still on our mind. Often we are more engaged with fellowship with one another than we are ready to engage God in worship. Often we stand in the house of God and we sing the songs, but amen, our mind is somewhere else on the work week ahead. Oftentimes we come, sometimes even with no real motive, amen, and no longing to be in the presence of the Lord. That's not real worship. Hello? Amen. We are just kind, sometimes we are just kind of mindlessly going through the process without really recognizing or understanding the concept of why we are here. Amen. Let me tell you something this morning. I didn't come to see who was wearing the latest fashions. I didn't come this morning to see who all was here. I didn't come to see who was dressed the fanciest, but I came to worship God. Amen. Amen. And sometimes we come and we are unprepared to worship the Lord. Let me just tell you this morning, I believe that worship and preparing for worship ought to begin when we set our feet out of the bed. Hello? Instead of saying, "Good Lord, it's morning," how about trying and getting up and saying, "Good morning, Lord"? Amen. Instead of saying, "Oh, it's time to go to church," how about getting up and saying, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." I had a friend of mine tell me a long time ago, he said, "Oh boy, I'd hate to have to go to church every Sunday." And I said, "Me too, I'd hate to have to go every Sunday. But hey, thank God I get to go. Thank God I get to be in the presence of the Lord. Thank God I get to worship Him. Thank God I get to hear the word of the Lord minister to my heart. Thank God I get to feel the presence of God in my heart and in my life again." Hallelujah. Psalms 118 verse number 24 said, "This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it." We ought to have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. When it comes to worship, can you say amen? Amen. We ought to have an attitude of gratitude. We ought to come into the house of the Lord prepared to worship the Almighty, prepared to give God glory, and prepared to give God thanks. Amen. When I come into the house of the Lord, I'm coming to meet with Jesus Christ. I'm coming to have an encounter with my Creator. I'm coming to exalt Him. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. The enemy will put all kinds of distractions in our mind to keep us from entering into worship that is worship in spirit and in truth. He'll get us to just go through the motions. And when we are just going through the motions, amen, it ends up being a dry worship service in our heart, because it doesn't come from our heart. How do we elevate our worship? We elevate our worship by elevating our preparation for worship. Amen. Elevate our preparing ourselves for worship. Come with a spirit of expectation. Stop thinking about Sunday morning service as just another Sunday and start seeing it as an opportunity to engage God. Stop thinking about it as something that we do out of duty. Amen. And start realizing that it is a privilege to be able to come boldly before the throne of grace. It is a privilege to enter into the presence of God. And God is seeking someone who will engage Him in worship. And if God is looking for us to engage Him in worship, brother, when we show up, we lift our hands and out of a hungry heart begin to magnify and begin to praise God. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. He'll meet us right there. Elevate preparing ourselves for worship. Elevate preparing ourselves for worship, and we will elevate our worship. Number two, we can elevate our worship if we elevate the significance that God places upon worship. We can elevate our worship if we elevate the significance that God places upon worship. Amen. Elevate or making it a priority and recognize the significance that God places upon our worship. Amen. Let me just share something with you this morning. We have been created. We have been created uniquely by the hand of God for worship. We have been uniquely gifted by God to engage Him in worship. Let me take you all the way back to the creation of man. Amen. We have two unique abilities that allow us to worship our Creator. The first thing that He says that He did with us is He made us uniquely and gave us the attribute of His own image. He wanted us to be able to relate to Him. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 27, so God created man in His own image. He created us in the likeness of Himself. The second unique quality that He gave us is that when He created us, He infused in us the spirit of life. He gave us a spirit. Go back to the beginning in your mind, and the Bible said that God, out of the dust of the earth, He formed man, and man was simply a lifeless chunk of clay until God picked him up, breathed into his nostrils, and the Bible said that man became a living soul. In the Hebrew, it means that man became a quickened spirit. God infused us with a spirit, and God gave us the unique ability to be able to engage Him and be able to identify with Him. Why is that important to us? Amen. Let me just tell you, we were created by the hand of God and given the unique ability to relate to God. We have the capacity to not only be aware of His presence, amen, but we have the unique capacity to be able to respond to His presence. Amen. Let me tell you, if you will, amen, elevate Him in your worship, amen, God will make Himself real to you because He created us to be a worshiper. Amen. Amen. If worship is that important to God, amen. If worship is that important to God, that He created us to be a worshiper, then I believe with all of my heart, church, that we need to be daily giving glory and giving praise and giving honor unto God. Listen what the Bible says about praise and worship. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse number 29, the Bible says, give unto the Lord of glory. Amen. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto His name, and come before Him and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalms 95 and verse number 6 said, oh, come and let us worship, and let us bow down and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalms 99 and verse number 5 said, exalt ye the Lord, amen, and give God the worship that He deserves at His footstool, for He is holy. In other words, amen, we were created for a unique purpose, to be able to respond to God and feel the presence of God, amen, because God desired us to be a worshiper. Hallelujah. God places high priority upon our worship. And I submit to you this morning that there is no greater calling of man, no greater activity of man than worshiping the Lord our God and giving the Lord praise. The Bible tells us that there are angels before the throne of God, that day and night they are around the throne, and their only responsibility is to worship and magnify the Lord. You will read it in the scripture. The Bible said that day and night they bow themselves before the presence of God, and they say, holy, 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 holy,
holy is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. He will be praised. The Bible said when Jesus rode into Jerusalem that day and they began to cry, Hosanna, and they began to magnify the Lord. Some of the Pharisees said, Lord, make your disciples hush up. And Jesus said, I'm going to tell you something. If these hold their peace, the rocks and the stones will cry out unto me. Well, I'm here to tell you, he will be praised, and I want it to come from me.
Hallelujah. The psalmist got it right. Psalms 34 in verse number 1. He said, bless the Lord. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 150 and verse number 1 sets it straight. Amen. The psalmist said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Amen. You hear what I'm talking about this morning? Praise him according to his excellent goodness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments. He said, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Somebody said, boy, y'all get radical around here when you get ready to worship and play that music. Hey, the Bible said, praise him with the loud sound of the cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. And then he closes out that chapter by saying, let everything that hath breath. Everybody take a deep breath this morning. If you got some breath in you, you're a candidate to magnify the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I know I'm about to get radical. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Some folk are happy just going, hallelujah. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it with everything I got. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. With all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. We can elevate our worship by grasping a hold of the fact that God places great significance upon our praise and upon our worship. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 22 and verse number 3 that God inhabits the praise of his people. God inhabits the praise of his people. We can worship God, amen, when we encounter God. And where do we meet God? We meet God on the grounds of praise because he inhabits praise. In other words, you can be having a day, amen, out of hell. You can be having a day where everything seems like it's falling apart. You can be having a day like Paul and Silas sitting in jail with blood running down their back. And the Bible said in midnight they prayed and they began to sing praise unto the Lord. And you know what happened? God came down and got on the scene. You can be having a day right out of the black book, but I'm going to tell you, when you begin to praise and you begin to magnify the Lord and you begin to lift up God, he'll come right down in the middle of your situation and he'll change your problem. Hallelujah. Elevate your worship. How do we elevate our worship? We can elevate our worship by elevating or preparing ourselves for worship. Number two, elevate the significance that God places upon worship. Elevate the significance. Recognize that God could have anything that he desired, and yet he wants your praise. Recognize when you come into the house of the Lord, I got something that he wants. I got something that he is seeking. I got something that he desires of me. Amen. You hear what I'm saying this morning? And come into the presence of God. Amen. Focused upon being prepared and being ready to give glory unto his name.
The third thing that I feel like the Spirit spoke to my heart about elevating our worship. Amen. We can elevate our worship if we, number three, elevate the sacredness of worship. Elevate the sacredness of worship. And you may be thinking to yourself, Pastor Gary, why is our worship sacred? Because God desires it. There is nothing like being in the presence of God. There is nothing like being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. An awareness of God's presence can overwhelm us. An awareness of God's presence can humble us. An awareness of God's presence can satisfy our heart way down deep within our spirit, way down deep within our soul, because we were created to be a worshiper. And when we worship, God pours out His Spirit, and God pours out His blessing, and God pours out His life, and He fills our cup to overflowing. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. You can be in the very presence of God and not even realize it, because you're not prepared and because you haven't elevated the sacredness of His worship. You can be in the very presence of God and not sense a thing. Have you ever been standing in a service and look around and people got their hands up and some folks are crying? And you're like, boy, I don't feel nothing. Is God playing favorites? No. Somebody just elevated their awareness a little higher than you did. Somebody was just a little more prepared. Somebody was just a little more hungry. Hello? Somebody was just a little more ready to give Him glory and give Him praise. Amen. And God meets us on the grounds of our praise. If you want to elevate your worship, then elevate the awareness of the sacredness that God has called us to be a worshiper. Do you have scripture to back that up, Pastor, that you can be in the presence of the Lord and not feel it? Yep, I can. I'll take you to Genesis. The Bible said that when Jacob deceived his father, he ran from his brother Esau. And he runs and he's headed to Laban's house. You can read it in Genesis. And the Bible said that he laid his head down upon a rock for a pillow and he went to sleep. And while he was asleep, he had an encounter with the Almighty God. The heavens opened up. And the Bible said that he saw a ladder and there were angels ascending and descending. And you know what Jacob said when he got up in the morning? He said, surely the Lord was in this place, and I did not even know it. I'm going to tell you something here this morning. Sometimes we can come to the house of God, and if we're not prepared and we're not ready to magnify the Lord, we can be in the very presence of God and not even realize He's here. How many of you believe His word? His word says that when we gather in His name, He said, there am I in the midst of you also. So every time we meet in His name, whether we have a large crowd, a small crowd, it doesn't matter. Whenever we meet in His name, He is smack dab right in the middle of us. Amen. And sometimes when we ain't getting nothing, it's because we ain't giving nothing. You hear what I'm talking about? But you want to elevate your worship? Amen. Elevate God. Elevate the Spirit of the Lord. Recognize the sacredness of our worship. And watch God do something wonderful in your life. Hallelujah. Worship is an evaluation on our part. Worship is an evaluation on our part of God's greatness. Hello? I said worship is an evaluation on our part of God's greatness. If we are filled with self-sufficiency, if we are filled with preoccupied thoughts, amen, we got little bitty God. Hello? But when we come before Him and we recognize that we are just but dust, and we recognize that in ourselves we can do nothing, and that we are so dependent upon Him. If we recognize that in Him we move and live and breathe and have our being. If we recognize that we need Him in every area of our life. Amen. It'll change our worship. Amen. It'll change the way we feel, because we recognize how dependent we are upon God. Amen. Worship is sacred. Worship doesn't come from our intellect, but it comes from our heart. Worship doesn't come from a shallow consciousness of God, but it comes from deep down in our soul. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is there anybody in this house that God has been good to? Let me see your hand. Is there anybody in this house that God has been? Is there anybody in this house that God has blessed? Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. My worship comes from way down deep in my spirit, because I once was lost, but oh, thank God I've been found. Thank God for his amazing grace. Thank God for his salvation. Thank God for his mercy, because if it had not been for the mercy of God, I would have perished a long time ago. Hallelujah. My dignity just slid right down in my boot. Hello? So, let me tell you, sometimes, you know, folk go, well, preacher, you are really radical. You know what, David? They were bringing the ark into the city of Jerusalem, and David got so excited that the Bible said he danced before the ark of the Lord, and he just literally made a fool out of himself. And his wife was watching from the window. And the Bible said that when she got to talk to him a little later, she said, how foolish you look dancing out there in front of all of the common people. Here is the king of Israel making a fool out of himself, dancing and shouting before the ark. And David said, in essence, honey, you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I know who I am. I know where I came from. And I know what he's done in my life. And hey, I got a right to give praise. I got a right to shout. I got a right to honor. I've got a right to exalt the Lord. He's been good to me. He's healed my mind. He's healed my body. He's delivered me from my past. He has secured my future. He has written my names in the Lamb Book of Life. He's made me an heir and a joint heir with his son, Jesus Christ. He said, there are more that are with you than more that be with you than they are with him. And I've made you an overcomer through Christ Jesus. I got a right to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Elevate our worship by preparing for our worship. Elevate the significance that God has placed upon worship. Elevate the sacredness of our worship. And we will elevate our worship individually and corporately. Number four, we can elevate our worship. Number four, if we elevate our rejoicing. Elevate our rejoicing. Listen what the Bible says about rejoicing. Psalms 97 in verse number 1. The Bible said, the Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles, the islands, be glad thereof. Psalms 97 in verse number 12 said, rejoice in the Lord. Ye righteous, you who have right standing with God, rejoice in the Lord and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Isaiah 61 and 10, this is what the scripture said. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord my God. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the robe of righteousness. Did you get that? He has clothed me with a robe of righteousness. He has clothed me, he says, with a garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. I'm going to tell you something this morning. If anybody had a right to rejoice, it ought to be you and I. Amen. We once were lost, but thank God we've been found. We were once in the darkness, but thank God we've been brought into his marvelous light. Amen. We were once on our way to an eternal hell, but oh, thank God we have a right to rejoice because he has put our feet on the road to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice, because worship is an expression of our love. Worship is an expression of our love. Jesus had a woman one time come into his presence. She washed his feet with her tears. and dried his feet with her hair. And some old stick-in-the-mud law-keeping Pharisee was sitting there and said, if this man knew who was touching him, he wouldn't allow that to happen. Jesus knew his thoughts and said to him, may I ask you a question? This is a loose white translation. May I ask you a question? Whoever has been given much or forgiven much and forgiven little, which one loves the most? And the Pharisee said, well, the one that has been forgiven much. And Jesus said, you've rightly said. And this woman, her sins were many, but they are forgiven. Well, let me just tell you, the reason I love so much is because I've been forgiven so much. I said, the reason I love so much is because I've been forgiven so much. Thank God. True worship begins with a love for God. If the depth of your worship is the measure of your love, then I ask you this morning, how deep is your love? Worship is the authentic expression of our love for God. There is an old French proverb. I'm going to read it so I don't mess it up. But there is an old French proverb that says, a good meal ought to start with hunger. Hello? A good meal ought to start with hunger. Now, let me just tell you something this morning. If you ain't really hungry and the dinner bell rings, you might go to the table and you kind of pick through the food. But I'm going to tell you, it's a whole other ball game when you are starving and you are hungry. And mama says, get to the table. Look out. You might even lay aside a few manners. Hello? You might get your elbows right up on the table. Start shoveling it in. You hear what I'm talking about? I said, when you get really hungry, it'll make a difference. Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh, when we come into the presence of God, we ought to come with a godly hunger that says, I don't care who's looking at me. I don't care who's watching. I don't care if people see me shed some tears. I don't care if people watch me shout a little bit. I don't care what other people think. I don't care what somebody else is going to say. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for the presence and the Spirit of God. And that's where He'll fill you. Hallelujah. Worship is a celebration of His grace. How many of you have ever needed grace? Sometime 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20 times a day. And I ain't even got out of bed. Hello? I said, worship is a celebration of His grace. If God gave us, let me just break this down for a minute. If God gave us what we really deserved, the Bible said, if God numbered iniquities among us, who among us would stand? Nobody. If God really gave us what we deserve, none of us would be able to stand. But thank God, where sin doth abound, His grace doth much more abound. And He extends to us His grace. Grace, amen, amen. Worship is a celebration of His grace. It is a privilege to worship the Lord. It is a privilege to give honor to Him. Just because we have been redeemed by the grace, it is the grace of God that enables us to worship. And when we do worship and celebrate God's grace, then it's not about the kind of music, and it's not about the volume of the music, and it's not about, amen, who's in the house and all of those kind of things. It doesn't matter what house you're in, amen. When it becomes about worshiping sing in spirit and in truth. It can be Southern gospel. It can be contemporary. It can be whatever you desire. But brother, when it becomes about God and not about superficial things, you'll see an elevation in your worship. Amen. We can elevate our worship by, number one, if we elevate preparing ourselves for worship. Just like a student getting ready for a test, just like an athlete getting ready for a game. The student studies, the athlete stretches, gets prepared. Hello? They have one thing in mind. When we come into the house of the Lord this morning, we ought to come, amen, with a desire to honor and a desire to celebrate the Lord. We ought to come in, amen. The Bible said that we ought to come into his courts with praise. We ought to come into his courts with thanksgiving in our heart. His gates, I will enter his gates, the psalmist said. You know where the gate is? The gate is not in the house. The gate is out in the yard. What the psalmist was saying, when I get ready to approach God way out by the gate, I'm going to start praising. I'm going to start worshiping. Amen. That's how we ought to come into the house of the Lord. I'm getting ready to meet the master. I'm getting ready to engage God. I'm getting ready to be in the presence of the Lord. I'm getting ready to have my heart changed. I'm getting ready to get a fill up. I'm getting ready to be touched by the hand of God. I'm getting ready to be in his presence. And brother, that will elevate our worship. That will elevate, amen, our encounter with him. Amen. I worship him this morning because he is my Savior. And oh, how I needed a Savior. I worship him this morning because I love him. Because he first loved me. Amen. When I was unlovable, how many of you know it? No testimonies. How many of you know somebody that's unlovable? Well, be like Jesus. Love him anyway. Amen. Love him anyway. Because I was once unlovable and he loved me anyway. While I was still yet in my sin, he died for me. Amen. I worship him because he gives me joy. I worship him because he satisfies the longing of my heart. I worship him because he satisfies my mouth with good things. I worship him because he makes my cup to overflow. I worship him this morning because he fills me with his Holy Spirit. I worship him because it is my highest calling and my highest privilege to give God praise and to give God glory and to magnify his wonderful name. I worship him because when I worship, he draws near unto me. I worship him because I was created to give glory and to give honor, and he seeks those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Elevate your worship this morning by applying these simple keys. Amen. When you come before the Lord to worship, recognize that worship is holy. Recognize that worship is sacred. Recognize that not everything worships. Amen. Recognize that he created you with a specific purpose in mind, and that was to magnify and celebrate God. Amen. Come before him with thanksgiving. Come before him with praise upon your lips, and just see if God doesn't meet you right there in the middle of your praise. Amen. And when God shows up, anything's likely to happen. Amen. I'm going to close with one more question. Aren't you glad that you have been called to be a worshiper? I said, aren't you glad that you have been called to be a worshiper? Yes. Amen. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be on the fishing bank. You can be driving down the road in your car. You can be walking right down the middle aisle at Walmart. And go, Lord, I love you. He's like, yeah, I love you too. I'm right here. Hello? Because he inhabits our praise. He inhabits our worship. He seeks those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. The devil would love nothing more than to rob you of your praise and your worship. And here's how he does it. He gets you to start thinking about all of the circumstances that surround you. What didn't go right that should have went right, and what went wrong that should have went right, and what you don't have and what somebody else has. And hello? Anything to distract you, he'll start making you look at those things instead of you fulfilling the purpose for which you were called, to bring forth fruit and to worship and to magnify the Lord. Bow your heads, please, all over the building. I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you. Father, this morning, help us to elevate our worship. Elevate preparing ourselves for worship. Elevate the significance that you place upon worship. Elevate the sacredness of worship, and elevate our rejoicing in your victory and in your presence. I pray this morning, Heavenly Father, that the message that you've laid upon my spirit about worship and taking and intensifying and elevating it, taking to another level our understanding of worship and praise. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we will grasp that the seeds that have been sown will be sown in good soil. And that, Father, if we have allowed the enemy to rob us of our song and rob us of our joy and rob us of our worship and rob us of our praise, help us to understand that the Father is seeking, searching, looking, desiring praise and worship from his creation. Let us understand what a privileged place that we occupy. That God, the Creator, could have anything that he desired. And yet what he desires and what he seeks is our gratitude, our thanksgiving, our heart of praise. If we have allowed the enemy to rob us of our worship, rob us of our praise, rob us from our awareness of what worship really means, I pray this morning, Lord, we would acknowledge that before you and tell the enemy enough's enough. Touch our hearts with this message, I pray, in Jesus' name. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. How many of you that's sitting here this morning under the sound of my voice would be willing to just slip your hand up and say, Pastor Gary, I needed to hear this word today. Yeah. Amen. I needed to hear this word today. Maybe you're here and you'd lift up your hand and say, Pastor Gary, I've let the enemy take my praise. I've let the enemy rob me of my joy. I've let the enemy rob me of my worship. I'm guilty of just coming into the house of the Lord and treating it like every other Sunday and not even really recognizing what I'm going through the motion without really entering in spirit and in truth. Anybody else want to lift up your hand? God sees hands, yes. God sees hands, yes. Amen, amen, amen.